Welcome back. It is Inc. Radio. I'm Alan Taylor, and today we have a special guest, Scott Duffy. He was at the GrowCo convention, Grow Your Company. I met him there. We had a great talk. He's a fellow car brethren like myself.
Amen.
That's right. His book is called Launch, and is a book, a step-by-step guide to launching a new business product or service. And we've been talking about that. So much of Inc. magazine is about growing your company, but what about just getting started, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, it's interesting. When people are thinking about launching businesses, I think that there's a misperception that so many have that you need to, like, go out and, like, raise a bunch of money, right, in order to kick things off.
Well, you hear that so often, you know, that, well, I don't have any money. I don't have any money. Where am I going to get the money? And, you know, I never had any money to start any of my businesses.
Well, check this out. If you look at the data, less than a third of businesses in the U.S. ever raise a dollar. And of the ones that do, the majority don't raise any money until they've been in business for 3 years.
Mm.
And so how do you do it?
Is it bootstrapping?
You bootstrap.
Right.
Right. And it's interesting because we were talking about Tony Robbins earlier. I got to tell you the story. So when I first started to work for the company, kind of here's what we did. We had a team of, you know, 5, 6, 7 people, and we would be sent to a city, and we go to that city about 2 months before we got there. And our job was basically to build hype and to go and do seminars and promote and sell tickets and things like that.
This guy's an amazing promoter, self-promoter. Amazing.
He's unbelievable. He's an amazing guy. He's amazing. So what would happen, though, is we were on the road for 50 weeks in a row.
Whew.
Right? There's no breaks. 50 straight weeks. And all we really had was a FedEx account, right, in the number. And so we would go from one city to the next. We'd send our stuff. But here's the thing. We'd get there. We had a place to stay, but we had no cars. We had no phones.
This is before cell phones, I take it.
Well, phones were first, but we didn't have any.
Right, because you guys are young guys.
We were young guys, yeah. and it was expensive. But the point, the company didn't provide any of it. And, you know, today, you probably couldn't even get away with that.
Right.
But so what did we do? So we had to be creative. And we'd get to the airport, and we all come in together, and we go, okay, so we got to divide and conquer. We ask ourselves, okay, so what are the things that
you guys were like guerrilla marketers.
We're like guerrilla something.
Yeah.
So we, like, come up with this list of things we need. And then everyone would, like, take one of those things. So, like, one guy would go to car dealerships, and what he'd do is he'd say, look, I need 6 cars for 3 months. Will you give them to me? Right? And what he'd do is we'd trade. Right? We learned how to basically
the barter system.
The barter system. So it's like, what do you want? Who's got it? Right? What's your currency? And then what's the deal?
So I love the what's your currency. I love that, right?
And for us, our currency was we could come in and train and we could provide tickets to go and see Tony live.
So you trained some of the car dealers folks as part of the Tony Robbins program.
That's right.
In exchange for using some cars while you're in that city.
That's right.
So that was your currency, which I got to tell you, there's more and more of that going on today than ever before. People are finally figuring it out. By the way, think about where that started. I got a bag of corn. You got something I need. Why don't we trade, you know, corn right. for apples? I mean, that's really what you're doing,
and
which is beautiful.
If you have an idea and you want to get it to market and maybe you're not sure financially how you're going to make that happen, bootstrap. And again, the questions are, you know, what do I need? And beyond cash, what do I need? Who in my network can provide these things? What's my currency? And what's the deal? And what you'll find is there is an entire world out there of people that are training with each other to try and help each other out. You know, the key is you always need to make sure that you live up to your end of the deal first, because I always say when people don't pay, they fail to pay attention. And so what you want to do is stay top of mind. And the way you do that is by not just delivering, but over delivering for that person that you're bartering with.
I love that, man. It's funny. This reminded me, as you were saying that, there was a time in my life when I was going through a tough spell and I had some wealthy friends and they were going fishing and they said, all you got to do is pay your way and we're going to have this big villa and that's it. And it was just down to Baja, Mexico, and it was a cheap ticket. So I did myself a favor and I went fishing in the middle of the most difficult time of my life. And I remember I had 4 kids at the time and a wife. Of course, I still do. And I wanted to buy them some things, but I just couldn't really afford it. You know, I mean, I'm already on vacation. And so we caught a marlin And I caught a 238-pound marlin, right?
Wow.
And I had all the meat, all the fish meat from this marlin. So I thought, I wonder if the people in this little fishing village would trade, you know, these fish steaks for stuff. So I went to this one little store, and there was these cute little, you know, ceramic fishes that were handmade. And I said, hey, would you trade? I caught this huge marlin. Would you trade me some meat for some of that? And the guy goes, oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
So I got my ice chest, and I went up and down the street. And I got all my family stuff. I couldn't take all the fish meat home anyway.
That's great.
So, I mean, it's like I got everything I wanted, and I bartered for everything. And I think barter is such a lost art anymore. Everybody thinks the checkbook is the only way.
Well, what I love about your story is that we all go through this stuff, right? Everyone has highs and lows, ups and downs, all that kind of stuff. It's just part of life. And so, you know, it doesn't matter where you are today, there is a way for you to start. There is a way for you to make your dream a reality, and this is just one, and probably the simplest way is with the barter.
Scott Duffy, scottduffy.com, also the book Launch, and soon content.market. We'll talk about that next, because this is exciting. I'm Alan Taylor. You're listening to Inc. Radio, the magazine for growing companies and launching companies. We'll be right back. Stay with us.